The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Can I just say this? I don't want to, I'm not hopefully coming across as ugly, but I'm really happy that Pride Month is almost over. I'm tired of being proud. That's what it comes down to.
Are you?
I didn't think that I could ever get tired of the rainbow. Because I, you know, I
would you like just maybe a day a week instead of a month?
Here, can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. Can we swap Pride Month and Black History Month? Black History Month deserves, you know, all 30 days, and then Pride Month can just be the 28th. And we can stop being proud after just the 28 days. No? Not a good idea? Maybe they could work out a trend, or maybe it could alternate every other year. They could do it that way.
Gets a month, yeah. And then the next year the other gets a month?
Yeah.
You would like that?
Yeah. I find it interesting, by the way, that Independence gets a day. You know,
Independence.
Veterans.
Should, you know what?
Veterans
Independence
get a day.
Should be a year, right?
Fallen Veterans Memorial
should be,
Day.
We should get a day.
Yeah. Jesus Christ's birth gets a day. Jesus Christ being resurrected gets a day. Pride, whole month.
Yeah. I have never understood that a whole month.
It's too much rainbow.
Listen, you do whatever you want with your rainbow.
Yeah.
You know? Don't you let anybody hijack your rainbow.
No
you
Skittles
do what you
for
want
you.
With you do what you want with your rainbow.
Not a Skittle fan either. Never have been.
Oh, I love Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Never. Never.
What's the
never
matter with you?
Never developed a taste for it.
Favorite candy? Then
Skittles
what is
versus
it?
Versus M&Ms. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going M&Ms every day.
Yeah. Well, I always feel duped when I get a Skittle.
I didn't know you were going to throw M&Ms in there. Of course, I'm going M&Ms.
Oh, really?
Well, of course.
Favorite candy, Richard?
Could they come up with a peanut Skittle? Is there a way they could do that?
Peanut Skittle?
I'm just trying to help you.
Just go right for the Reese's Pieces.
Right. Just forget
also
it.
Also better than Skittles, by the way.
Between the two, obviously M&M's is the champ right there. No question.
Peanut or plain?
Oh, I'm a peanut guy.
See, I like the plain M&M's. Yeah.
I had a partner who used to buy the peanut M&M's, and then she would eat the all the chocolate off of the peanuts.
And then do what with the peanuts?
I just saved them.
In a bowl somewhere?
Yeah, I'm like, what
like
are you
I'm in the mood for a
doing?
Peanut now.
Just
I'll have
get
these.
The, what?
That's gross.
That's like, that's two snacks as
she
far as she
no,
was concerned.
No, she didn't save the peanut.
She did.
That's kind of, and what did she, I mean, what do you do? Where?
I have no answers for you. I didn't follow her around. What are you doing with the peanuts?
Like, a month later, we're having some company over here. I'll put the peanuts out.
Yeah.
No, you had that in your mouth.
These have chocolate on them, a little bit, just a glaze. It's sort of weird.
You're giving people some ideas.
Yeah.
You know, as expensive as groceries are these days, that's not a bad idea if they're the same price, plain and peanut.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right, you can eat the candy off the peanut, save the peanut, and serve it up.
Are they the same price, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I got no clue.
I bought Jim Dent a bag of 4th of July peanut M&Ms because he likes them so much.
He does love the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, and I saw him in the store and said, oh, I'm getting those for Jim Dent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're red, white, and blue. Pretty cool.
Very
huh?
patriotic.
Very.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get some for our July 4th celebration.
Jingo Whiska. You know what they are? They're what? MAGA. They're ultra MAGA M&Ms. That's what's going on there.
They should have MAGA written on them.
This is MAGA candy.
It's maybe sell more of those if they put that on there.
Hey, we got a big to-do going on. I was going to talk about the Supreme Court. Yeah. Screw that. I don't feel like it.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
named one of the best personal finance podcasts. The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen. You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.